Hello.
This is Angela with XPO. Is this Miss Robinson?
Yes, it is.
Miss Robinson, evidently the team didn't know, nobody told them that they don't take deliveries in your area after 4 o'clock.
Tell him, it's not a delivery.
What is it, ma'am?
He's not, he's coming to install something. He's not.
That's a delivery, ma'am. They got to bring the item or just install it.
He doesn't have the item.
Exactly. They won't let him in the gate. He's the security guard.
Okay.
People won't let him in. So he told me to tell you you're going to have to reschedule.
Oh, gee. I said, let me see if I can call him. I'm having the hardest time trying to get this disposer.
I'm going to go back to Eddie because I think they've already left. So hold on just a second.
Okay.
Eddie.
Yes.
I have Ms. Robinson on the phone. Have y'all left her home already?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us through the gate.
That's what I just told her. Because she was talking about calling.
I was going to see if I can call them, yeah.
But I told you I think they had already left. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we told them, and they wouldn't let us in.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I guess I'm not supposed to get this disposed. My call is going to be the third time you guys have come out. Okay.
I'm going to put on the PO to let y'all know, Eddie, to make sure, because I still don't see any notes, that you have to be there before 4 o'clock. They won't let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we weren't aware of
that. There's nothing notated about the time, you know. We're still in her time.
It's not a but it's not a delivery. That's why I did not, you guys just coming to install something. Because I already have the product here that you're going to install.
But I guess they won't let them in after 4 o'clock to do that either. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, they said it had to be rescheduled. That's what security said.
I put on here that you can't deliver install after 4 o'clock p.m. on here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Just remember you need to call Best Buy to reschedule. Sorry about that, Ms. Robinson. But I put it on the PO so they'll know next time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for
thank
dealing
you.
With XPO. You have a great day. Bye.
All right.
All right. I'm going to get her off the phone.
Bye.
All right. That's still you, Eddie?
Yes.
Okay. I had the right number. It's always the second one. I thought so. I put on the thing that customer, Ms. Robinson, can't have deliveries after 4 o'clock, deliveries or installations.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Yeah. She said it's the third time. I put everything I can on the notes up in here so y'all know. Communication is the key for any company. You need to know how to communicate everything. Get everything smooth and have a system for that. That's what I learned in school. Hold on just a second. So I put that in the notes. Okay. And is there anything else I can help you with? Do you want a trip charge for this? Is that what you're trying? Okay. Hold on just a second. And I've already talked to the customer, so I don't have to call her back. 12-3-2020. EDDIE Tech. Called in for a trip charge today. Security would not let them in the gate because it was after 4. Or I spoke with Ms. Robinson, she confirmed. Call the store to reschedule. I hate garbage disposals. They make your house smell to me. It smells like garbage. I don't know what
need
a better way to get rid of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like basically leaving your trash out and not throwing it away in time. I don't know. It's just, I've never liked them. All right, let's get you a trip charge. Every time I went to somebody's house, they had one. It always was stinking. I got one. Okay, I have it. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Eddie? I've got your trip towards again.
That's it for today. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.